You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
In today's world of robberies, piracy, terrorism and other uncertainties, ask any traveller and he's bound to say there's no place like home.
It doesn't necessarily mean that home is safer or that it's more spacious and comfortable. It just means that particular warm sensation you experience when you walk in the front door after being away a while. And all at once you're surrounded by the same old familiar things.
I agree with that 100%. There's no place like home. And there's another saying that sums it up perfectly. Home is where the heart is. Yes, home is where you can relax. Home is where you can be yourself.
I believe one of the most successful TV commercials was one by Qantas. It featured a group of children who were standing among several of the world's most famous travel destinations singing that well-loved song, I Still Call Australia Home.
Some years ago, we lived in Missouri in the USA. We loved the people and the small town where we stayed. We appreciated the warm country, hospitality, and the friendliness shown even by strangers. And we especially enjoyed answering questions about our homeland. But best of all, whenever a letter arrived from home, we couldn't open it fast enough.
I can still remember the day we arrived home. We were thoroughly jet-lagged. But when the customs official said, G'day, anything to declare? I could have hugged him. It was just so good to hear the familiar Aussie accent.
Well, it might seem strange, but what I missed most was...
Vegemite.
No, my own bed, my own desk, my own space, and the fact that I could now go back to driving on the left side of the road.
Not all of us love being at home. There are probably plenty who are so unhappy they're contemplating leaving. And unfortunately, the streets are home to many young people today. For them, it's like escaping from a constant war zone.
And sadly for some, they've only experienced being in an institution. That's all they've ever known.
But there's some comforting news for those who long for the warmth of a real home. What we experience down here is not the end. There's more to come. Yes, there's much more to come.
Jesus Christ, God's Son, says in his own words, don't let your heart be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me. One of his disciples asked Jesus, how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
After being away for several weeks, travelling the last few kilometres was the best. I guess it was seeing all the familiar landmarks that quickened the anticipation of coming home. And turning the last corner into our street was a really good feeling.
If you're longing for the warmth of a real home, placing your faith in Jesus will be the guarantee that you'll have it. Allowing him to come in and live in your heart and life will truly make you feel at home.
Isn't it great to visit old friends? The moment you walk in the door, you feel welcomed. In fact, many will greet you by saying, make yourself at home. Well, it's the same with God. He's concerned that you should come to know him in a more intimate way. That's exactly why he sent his son Jesus to come and live on this earth and to die for our sins, just to show us the way back home.
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales, 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales, 2170. And thank you for listening.